Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews, we finished chapter 11. Let's continue as Dr. Bloom starts chapter 12 with verses 1 through 4. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready today as we start in Hebrews chapter 12. And chapter 12 is just one of those great chapters. Sometimes chapter 12 is called the hope chapter, and well, we're going to just talk about that in a little bit and have more to say about it, but I hope that you will enjoy this study as we continue in our verse-by-verse study through the book of Hebrews. I find it interesting. You may have a comment on today's lesson, and if you do, feel free to email us or to write us. We love to hear from our listeners. Sometimes I share with my church the letters that we receive from our listeners. I don't use your name, but do you realize that even sometimes I share with them the negative letters that we get? Letters that tell me how dumb I am. And, well, I just read those as well, and sometimes I'll share those letters. Just share with our people that there are people out there listening, and whether they appreciate it or not, at least they're hearing the Word of God from us. And, by the way, I usually mention this at the start of a study each time when we've closed one and started another, is to have pencil and paper and follow along. And that is important, that you have pencil and paper and you take notes. Have a good King James Bible, because we do word studies so often in our studies of the verse-by-verse study of the Word of God. And so it is very important that you have a good King James Bible and that you have pencil and paper that you write things down. You may write down our mailing address, our web address. It's through our web address. You can email me. And you may have a question for us, a Bible question. Pretty soon I'll be recording some more question-answer periods. And I try to do that at least once a year, take 1 or 2 weeks out of the year to have a question-answer session, and which I take questions that you've written in and I answer them for the radio audience. And again, we don't use your name, but we like to try to answer your Bible questions. So please write us. We would love to hear from you. And we thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Now, if you have your Bibles, let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. Now, whereas Hebrews chapter 11 is often referred to as the faith chapter, chapter 12 is called the hope chapter, while chapter 13 is often referred to as the love chapter. And, of course, we're reminded of 1 Corinthians 13:13, now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love or charity. Well, several authors have made good analogy with those thoughts of dividing the chapters that way. They've made some good gleanings from the text. However, I have divided the chapter, as we look at it today, by paragraphs. First of all, we look at personal endurance and our faith. That's verses 1 through 13. Secondly, personal enemies within against our faith, verses 14 through 17. And then finally, person of God, our object of faith, verses 18 through 29. Now let me give you that outline again, this is divided by Greek paragraphs as it was originally written. Personal endurance and our faith, verses 1 through 13. Personal enemies with in against our faith, verses 14 through 17. Person of God, our object of faith, verses 18 through 29. Now, I personally look at chapter 11 as laying out for us many examples in order that we might get involved in the battle, knowing others have fought that fight. And so, whereas we often call it the faith chapter, we too often look at it as a Hall of Fame chapter. But really, it's there to show us that others have fought the fight, and you can too. I'm reminded of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Now, we want to go to our outline. And we look, first of all, in verses 1 through 13, personal endurance and our faith. Now, with that idea, don't be self-confident, lest you fall by the way. You've got to be careful. Let him think they stand to take heed, lest he fall. Don't get self-confidence. Our endurance must be in faith. We must realize, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. As I said earlier, some say that chapter 11 is the faith chapter, and chapter 12 is the hope chapter, and that is good. But chapter 12, instruction, we need to understand is doable because it was already done by those folks in chapter 11. And so, knowing that and understanding that, I look at chapter 12 not only as the hope chapter, but I look at it as a chapter that is now telling us, okay, these people have done this in faith. Now it's up to you to carry out the faith. This is how you do it. Put some shoes to that belief. Put some faith to it. It's one thing to pray for people to come to church. It's another thing to go out and invite them. Okay, chapter 11, we're praying for them to come. Chapter 12, we're going out inviting them to come. Now, so we're looking here at personal endurance in these first 13 verses and our faith. And so that takes us to verses 1 through 4 and encouragement in the faith. And so in this encouragement in the faith, we look at verse 1 and he says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Now, we are surrounded, we're told here in verse 1, by a cloud of witness. As a matter of fact, we're told we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. The idea is multitudes. It is important that you see that wherefore connects this chapter with verse 40 of chapter 11. So chapter 12, verse 1, wherefore is the first word connecting us with verse 40. God having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. Speaking of all these people listed for us in Hebrews chapter 11. Now, these are Old Testament saints. They, without us, are not made perfect. So, again, this shows the instruction in chapter 12 is carrying out the work these folks in chapter 11 begun. Too often, preachers have taught how our loved ones are watching us, who've run the race. And he says, so they're up there, and they've got us surrounded, and as they've surrounded us, they're watching us. But the wherefore connects it to the old saints of chapter 11. Those are all under the Old Testament. The word witnesses in verse 1 here, we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. That word witnesses is important here. It's from the Greek word martis. In the legal Greek documents of that day, the term was used of witnesses to what they both saw and knew. In Bible Greek, it is used in an ethical sense of the word to designate those who have proven their stated faith by a willingness to die violent death and suffer for their faith. Now, not all died, but all willingly suffer, and they're willing to suffer and die if necessary. And so we have that in this 11th chapter of these witnesses. Now, I don't look at the cloud of witnesses as Old Testament saints with our loved ones in heaven watching us. They're watching what we're doing instead of seeing what's in heaven. You know, I mean, that's really, when you think about it, to think that those people that are seeing all the glories of heaven, its beauty, the Lord Jesus Christ, seeing everything they're seeing, do you think they really want to look down here and see our miserable, sinful lives the way we live them? Now, there's a great cloud of witnesses, a great number of witnesses. And the idea here of the great number of witnesses is referring to the example left by these people. The example is that we can overcome in Christ through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We can be overcomers through faith. And so, my friend, we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us. And so when you look back here and you see people that were tempted or slain with the sword and wandered in sheepskins and goatskins, were destitute, afflicted, and tormented, when you see them wandering in deserts and mountains and caves of the earth, when you're seeing they're beheaded, when they're among lions, when you're seeing people having to suffer things that many of these had to suffer, when you think of Rahab, who is even in the New Testament, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not. And so even though that sin is past, it's under the blood, she's still referred to as the harlot. And so, my friend, we see that it's the witness of their lives and of what they overcame is a witness for us.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stands though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.